folate for hay fever. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. Well, it was just about this time last year that the 2010 allergy season was being dubbed the worst on record. Well, guess what? The 2011 spring allergy season is shaping up to be a miserable one as well and will most likely take that crown. All thanks to heavy winter snows, early spring rains, and an early spring warm-up. And experts are predicting that the one-upmanship will continue and could even hold true for fall allergies. Obviously, sufferers can't avoid the problem, so how should they manage? Well, according to a new study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology, getting our recommended dietary allowance of folate may just do the trick. But there's also some research showing that high serum folate levels can actually make allergies and asthma worse, which is why folic acid supplements aren't necessarily the answer. Instead, experts say your best protection is a healthy diet of folate-rich foods to keep your folate levels high without overdoing it, like including the old favorites of orange juice and spinach. Julie McPeak with This Land of Ours.